Adventure 21 Going Up. Temple of the Frog. After less than 5 minutes of fighting, the group gathered together everything they could from the mass of dead bodies and proceeded up the stairs a drow pointed out. Milo spent a few seconds hiding Sid and Nick's bodies under behind the pews. Orendel proceeded up the stairs first, with Jelly right behind him. A guard was waiting for them, with an automatic rifle. Orendel and Jelly each took a good dose of lead. Orendel retreated downstairs, as Wong ran by to attack the guard. After Alejandra accidentally hit Wong with a blaster shot, Wong and the others finally killed the guard. Orendel went downstairs back to the first level and found Milo running towards him. Just then, they heard many doors starting to be unlocked and opened. Milo quickly jumped to the second floor balcony, and this caused the area to be overcome with the big top band music, spotlights, and the smell of popcorn, candy apples, and cotton candy. The area had a distinct circus feel. Orendel backed up to a strategic location near the stairwell and started firing grenades like a Zoltan. Orendel blasted groups of guards who were running towards him, while the others, Zoltan, Alejandra, Milo lay down deadly fire from above. Milo threw a bunch of Tanglefoot bags to prevent the guards from accessing the stairwells. One guard came close enough to the stairwell and was trapped in the Tanglefoot goo. Upon firing his weapon, 39 kittens appeared around him, and they also got stuck in the Tanglefoot goo. Alejandra flew off the balcony and fired at the stuck guard. She killed 7 kittens. Orendel was a little less subtle and just placed a set grenade in the goo and immediately ran up the stairs. Kitten guts went flying. Alejandra was covered with kitten remains. The guard dropped what appeared to be a special blaster pistol. Orendel picked it up to realize it was a lawful good intelligent blaster. Jelly and Wong spent some time searching for a way to the next level. Jelly and Wong tried to dress themselves up as priests of the frog but really didn't pull off the look. Two guards quickly saw them for who they were and attacked. Wong managed to keep a grapple with the dwarf using a blaster. The dwarf kept breaking out, but Wong would just reel him back in. Eventually everyone else gunned him down. Zoltan took many shots and rested to be healed up to near max, low 90s, but he is down to 6 shots left in his blaster. Most of the other party is still badly wounded, and ammo is becoming a major concern. Unfortunately, almost all of the mooks are downstairs and the stairways are currently blocked by Tanglefoot bags. The group is currently on the second floor in a room to the left. The room itself has a stairway leading to it from the first floor, but that stairway is blocked by a Tanglefoot bag. It also has some stairs leading up to the next level. There are 4 mooks left alive on the first floor, but they are ammo-less, unbeknownst to the party. Orendel fired a wave grenade into the lot of them. The mooks retreated back to the room they came from. Oh, and I think everyone banging on the door from outside is about to bust in. After many rounds of combat, the results were about 12 or so dead mooks. Many of them were from Zoltan, although they were softened up considerably from Orendel's grenade barrage, 1 barrage for 18d6, as well as Alejandra's rampant sneak attacks, 3d8 plus 4d6 3 times around. 39 thoroughly dead kittens. The group remains in a cloakroom awaiting orders and resting. Waiting for a treasure haul.